What was revealed through this investigation was a man who had spent decades preying on women that he drugged and sexually assaulted, and a man who had evaded this moment here today for far too long.
That's Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele reacting to today's guilty verdict for comedian Bill Cosby. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. Cosby was convicted on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and molesting Andrea Constant in 2004. The trial was Cosby's second. The first one ended in a mistrial last year. This time, five additional accusers testified against him, and Cosby could get up to 10 years in prison on each of the three counts. His defense attorneys say Cosby plans to appeal. Bill Cosby has been an institution in Philadelphia for decades, and nowhere more so than in the North Philadelphia neighborhood where he grew up. I'm joined now by Annette John Hall, host of the WHYY podcast, Cosby Unraveled. And Annette, take us to the Richard Allen Homes where Cosby grew up.
Yeah, so Dave, I went there today, and it was no surprise that most of the residents had heard immediately about the verdict, and they had opinions about it. I talked to about a dozen people there, and I would say that the reaction was mixed. It did seem like there were more people that I talked to who believed that the verdict was unjust, that too much time had passed and too many statute of limitations had expired for the DA to even consider trying the case, although we know that Andrea Constant's charges fell right under the statute of limitations. Anyway, here's what resident Mike Stevens had to say.
My thinking is, say if this was so that he did do this, but you wait 40 years, and this man, of his nature, his status, blind, and you're going to send him to jail to die. These people, with these allegations and accusations, I guarantee you they was on, to me, they was on a witch hunt.
Pretty clear where Mike Stevens is coming from. Annette, you did say reaction was mixed, and with that, did you speak to anyone who agreed with the verdict?
Yes. A few women I spoke to said that they believed that Cosby had committed the assaults he was accused of. One resident in particular, her name was Teresa Smith. She had so much to say, Dave, that she took me in her house. She was very vocal. She was a big supporter of the Me Too movement because she is a victim of sexual assault herself. So she understood why it takes women so long to come forward. And she also understood the trauma associated with assault.
And I remember it from a toddler. You mess a person's life up forever. I mean forever.
Annette, even for those who do believe Cosby was guilty, it seems as though they have a range of opinions regarding punishment.
Yeah, it's interesting, Dave. Even, like you said, even if they believed he's guilty, a lot of people don't think he should go to jail. Here's Mike Stevens again.
If you're going to do something to him, then put him on house arrest. All his accusations and achievements in life, at 80 years old, you want to send him to jail behind some of these allegations that very well may have been false.
But Teresa Smith was really adamant about what she thought should happen to Cosby.
I know everybody around here, and I know they're very disappointed in him. The ones that didn't believe, believe now. Bill Cosby, you are very, very guilty, you know, and they need to put you in jail and let you die in jail, okay?
One of the central explorations of this season of Cosby Unraveled pertained to the implications of the Me Too impact and how it would impact both this retrial and moving forward. Any conclusions or too soon to know at this juncture?
No, I really, really do think that the collective voices of women who have spoken up in this Cosby case and others swayed the jury. I believe that the parade of five witnesses that was put on that testified to the details of their stories were so similar. I think that established a pattern of behavior for the jury to believe that this happened to Andrea Constant as well.
Annette, thank you so much for joining us on this important day to lend context to the verdict.
You're welcome, Dave.
Keystone Crossroads' Annette John Hall on Newsworks Tonight.